This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things we didn't get to up top was the completely lackluster report on gross domestic product that came out this morning. Just 0.7% growth on an annualized basis, that is, January through March. It's the lowest rate in 3 years, and more to the point, is the latest in a long line of simply lousy first quarters. Interestingly enough, though, we know why that happens. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
GDP is the total of all goods and services the economy produces, and it's already seasonally adjusted to take out the big ups and downs that happen predictably every winter or spring, but that don't reflect any real underlying change in the economy. For instance, says economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan, take the seasonal retail hiring boom.
Imagine if the jobs report told you how many people were hired in December and then how many people lost their jobs in January but didn't adjust for the big decrease that comes in the post-holiday.
Economic reports smooth that over so it doesn't look like the economy just went boom and then bust. Except, says Nariman Baravesh at IHS Market, studies show that for GDP reports over the past 30 years,
the first quarter is almost always low. And the second quarter is almost always high. And this is because the Commerce Department hasn't quite gotten that seasonal adjustment right.
Economists call this problem residual seasonality, a failure to adjust for all the predictable dips and surges. For instance, this appears to be skewing defense and consumer spending. Now, this is not the same as extreme weather affecting the economy, says Stevenson. We don't want to adjust the data for an unexpectedly warm January because
people didn't have to spend as much money on home heating oil. Does that mean they're going to take better vacations this summer? Maybe.
But, she says, if extreme weather events become more common with a changing climate, they should be included in seasonal adjustment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.